It's a great pleasure to be here. I've been here now for 2.5 weeks. It's been lovely. I've learned a lot. I know a lot of places to eat around this area. One of them was on Wednesday night, or was it? I guess it was Wednesday night when I was at a Mexican restaurant up in Wisconsin, and it was very loud there, so that we had to shout to hear each other. And when I came out of that restaurant, I couldn't talk anymore. I'm getting better. Okay, this reading, this gospel. My work is to go around the country and be a help and resource to parishes. It's called Parish Assessment and Renewal. That's what we've been doing here. I was in a parish in Texas a number of years ago, but it's clear as bell in my mind. Because what happened, and it was a little easier to do at that time, you're not supposed to do it now, but I had the gospel. And I was reading the gospel, and I said, as I prepared it, this is too good. Because I'm going to be doing this at a mass where a lot of children are. And I think I got to read this gospel with the help of the children. So, anybody here in 4th, 5th, or 6th grade? 4th, 5th, 6th grade, yeah. Okay, so what I did at that Mass was I asked if I could have 10 five boys, five girls in 4th, 5th, or 6th grade. Oh, they all came up. And I said, okay, you're going to help me with this gospel. So I said, now I need these people. I need somebody who's going to be Abraham. You know, because it says here, in the bosom of Abraham. So I got to have an Abraham. And here was this kid about this high. And he was dressed to the hilt. He had on this suit coat, and he had on this red tie. I can still remember it. And he looked up to me and says, I'll be Abraham. I says, good. You go up and you sit in the presider's chair. It was a chair, not a bench. So he goes up there, and that little kid, he didn't sit in that chair. He stood on the chair. And he was Abraham. It was the most beautiful sight there was. Okay, so then I said, I need a rich man. Oh, this kid said, I'm a rich man. Okay. You go up there right by the altar. There was more room than here. And you act like you're having a good time. And he did. He was there. He was kind of picking his teeth. And he was kind of, you know, he was just having fun. Okay. I need a poor man. I had a harder time getting that guy. I need a Lazarus. Well, finally, okay, this guy. And all the five girls are wondering, what's our place going to be? And I says, hang on. So, this kid, I said, I want you to be in front of the step. And I want you to act like you've got nothing. You know, to put your head down and you're kind of shaking and stuff. Oh, he did a good job. Good job. And I said, I need these two other guys who are pretty big. I says, I need your help. Okay. Tough guys. Then I said to the five girls, you're going to be a wall. And you're going to be a wall standing first this way and then, no, first this way and then this way. Oh, okay. So I said to the girls, you stand there as a barrier between this beggar and the rich man. Okay, so they held hands and they were good. And I'm reading the gospel and I said, okay, we got all the characters, let's start reading the gospel. So we talked about the rich man having a good time, and then we talked about the beggar having a hard time, and then all of a sudden, the beggar dies. Lazarus dies. And so I said to these two big guys, I says, you just take him under the arm and you carry him up to Abraham, who's still standing up there. So he sits down next to Abraham. And Abraham's got his hand on him. You know, he's got taken care of Lazarus. Then the rich man dies. And I says to these kids, you take him down into Gehenna, into hell. Oh, they did. So they hold them down in Haiti. And I said, now to the girls, I said, this is the barrier. Now, I want you to kind of gather that barrier up there a little bit farther. And so they got it up there. So then I said, okay, now there's this conversation. And that Lazarus between Abraham and the rich man who is now a beggar down in hell, and they have this conversation back and forth. And as they went through this, I realized the only person named in this gospel was Lazarus. And his name came up four times. So he must be the main character of this thing. So I said to Lazarus, who doesn't have any lines now, I said, you've got to act like you're the most important person in this gospel. Well, he did. So between Abraham and Lazarus up there, they had a couple people that you just could not confront. I mean, they were just telling everybody, we're the best. We got to the end, and of course, the people couldn't believe that their own children were acting this way, but they loved it. So that's this gospel. It's got to be something that you experience rather than just talk about, because what it says is fantastic. It says that when we're living, we get it sometimes into a rut. One of the priorities that came up when we were talking about the survey results was, we've got to be careful not to get into our own Georgetown village mentality. Do you have any idea what that means? A Georgetown village mentality? Well, it's time to say we need to be thinking about our diversity here and opening up things, and you know, so we can't just be self-contained. So sometimes we get into that comfortable attitude. That's what Amos was saying in the beginning. And yes, of course, Holy Trinity is doing wonderful things in social justice and help for the homeless and so forth. They're on the map. You guys are great. So this does not apply to you. Maybe. All of us have to look at this gospel and say, where am I? Am I up here? Am I down there? And we have a kind of a difficulty because well-educated, good salaries and so forth, and we have to keep thinking, there are blind spots in our lives. There are blind spots in my life, by all means. And I have to keep thinking about, what can I do? So I'm going to ask you to think of three letters. O, P, B. O. What were the letters again? O, P, B, right. O. I think it's a mindset that we have to be open to thinking not just of ourselves, but be ready for a change, because that's the kind of God we have. And the change isn't just a change, but it's a possibility. So we have to be open to possibilities in our lives that are going to shake us up, that aren't going to be as comfortable, and are going to get us into environments that you know, how do we get here? But we have to be open, a kind of mindset, a willingness to say, I don't know where this is going to go, but I'm open to it. Whatever it is, and God will provide. So the first thing is a mentality, because if we don't have that open mentality, it'll pass us right by. And the next letter was? P. Thank you very much. P means that you got to pay attention. I got to pay attention. Because if I'm not open and I'm not paying attention, something very important is going to happen and you're going to miss it. And then when the Lord comes to us to hold us accountable, you say, hey, you missed that one. I'm walking down Wisconsin Avenue in Milwaukee, which is where I live. I'm going for a walk. A guy comes across the street. A young guy. Good looking guy. He comes up to me as I'm walking down. He says, I need directions. Great. Where do you need to go? The bus station. Oh, okay. It's down here a couple blocks and it's over there. Oh, I'm going out for a walk. Let's walk over there together because you'll not find it. It's kind of hidden away and so forth. So we go walking along. His name was Joe. I still remember. Joe, what are you up to? He says, well, I was just over at the courthouse. Oh, What was going on? Well, I got into a little trouble and I got a lot of tickets and so forth. I live in Chicago now, but I can't drive in Wisconsin. And now I've moved with my family to our relatives up in the middle of Wisconsin, and I got to get my license back and all that. And so how'd it go? Well, not too bad. And where are you going now? He says, I'm going to get on my bus to go up to this, I forget the name of it, maybe Wisconsin Rapids, maybe. I don't remember. Up to my relatives, my wife and kids. Okay. You got enough money for that? No. Now, he never asked me for anything, but he says, no problem. Let me pay your bus ticket up. Okay. So I go and get a bus ticket and everything. Wasn't very much. I said to Joe, you got a couple hours before the bus goes. Have you had anything to eat? He said, no. I says, okay. I got to get back to this place where I live. It's the Jesuit residence. I'll give you some money and maybe you can get a bite to eat. Oh, great. So I'm continuing on my walk down to the Lake Michigan back. And so I meet Joe again. And he's coming over to the place and he said he just had a good dinner. And he says, wonderful. And he says, thanks a lot. This is going to make all the difference. And I thought to myself, if I hadn't been open to that, and if I wasn't paying attention, this wonderful gift that I received in Joe, I would have missed it. They're all over the place. All over the place. What was the final one? B. I did P. Did you listen? O, P. Pay attention. Okay. B was B, Lazarus. It isn't enough to contribute and get involved and so forth. You got to kind of put yourself in that person's shoes and try to figure out what's going on. And the things that are going on in that person's life are amazing and way beyond anything that you could handle. I was had a chance to be in Peru, Lima, Peru. Or is it Lima? It's Lima. It's Lima, Ohio, and Lima, Peru, right? And I was just amazed at the people. I was living in a barrio, and the industry and the activity and the night and today to the evening in terms of the work that they're doing, and putting myself in those people's position, I had to be one with them. I couldn't just go there. I had to be there, and I have to identify with, and I have to say, hey, you're doing much better than I could ever do. So you have to figure out how it isn't us and them. It's all we together. And that's the trick. It isn't like we see people different than ourselves. We see us only in what's similar to ourselves. And we figure out they are a gift to us and we are a gift to them. And it isn't us and them. It's we. So I think the message of today's gospel is keep an open mind. Pay attention to what's going on around you because it's all there. And then when you discover what you were looking for, then you have to identify with that person or group. And so it isn't something that you just come and go, but you actually are part of. And keep that memory in your lives for the rest of your life.